What the Torah says about the moment of the life of a Jew, how important it is, things that mamash were hard to be musag, masig. Aval, trying to understand how it is that one moment of a Jewish life could be so important, we're going to give some just some ideas. With the goal of breaking the ear just a little bit. How it is that one moment of life contains within it world. And how one moment of life can be so critical. Famous Gemara, Amra Lav Rebbe Loza Ben Dodai, Shilaniya Chaveri Boilam Shilo Over Aleh. Rebbe Loza Ben Dodai's claim to fame, don't get jealous, that he was over every possible Aveir in the world that you could think of. At Shepam Achas Peshas Aveir Nis Eire Leshuv Betruva. You all know the story. He crossed seven seas to get to this woman that he'd heard about. And she was Ma'irim to the tshuva, who shoma ki ein mekabel moisu v'tshuva, and he heard a bas kol saying, he's not going to be mekabel b'tshuva, dafke dover ze oiretz lo yisarotz, and now he's the shuva tshuva. Dafke when he heard that he had no more hope, that was mamash oirim to the tshuva. Holach v'yoshev ben shnei harim v'gevoyz v'omo harim v'gevoyz bokshol ha'rachamim. He went and he sat between the mountains and the valleys, and he said, please ask for me rachamim. And they said to him, "Ad shanu mevakshim alechen avakash etzmeinu." What about ourselves? So this all needs understanding. What do you mean? He asked the mountains to mevakash rachamim for him, and they said, "What are you talking about? What have we got our own problems?" You know, like okay. It needs understanding as well. Shenema ki horim yamushu vagvoyz temoitina ama shemaim vaaretz bitchol avrachamim amu ad shanu mevakshim alechen avakash etzmeinu shenema ki shemaim kaoshen imlotu. Haritz kebeget to follow. The Shemayim Varitz have their own problems. I'm a choma levana. The sun and the moon, big shal rachamim, and they said to him, "Okay, yeah, don't make your problems. Ours, we full up." Shenema v'chofra levana v'busha choma. The sun and the moon have got their own problems from the psukim we see. Whatever. Anybody want to work this out and say chabur on this? A nice shtickle. Get rid of left to say shtickle on this. On this shtickle, I got it. Why dafka this order? Why he chose this? Anyway, no, they got their own from Shenema. All the heavenly hosts are going to be wiped out. Until he finally woke up and he said, it's all dependent on me. Put his head between his knees. And he cried himself to death.
This is when he made the analogy to he asked for the hills and then he asked the sun and the moon. That was there?
That's what I just said.
So each one was symbolic as well.
Yeah, this story is clear. Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to learn the sugi, we'll learn it properly. We have to get into it properly, understand why that order, who each is thing, so the sugi himself. The bottom line, what we're trying to get out of this is. Yatsa Sabasko Vomra Rebeleza Ben Dadoi Muzuman Lachai Olam Abo Bocha Rebi Voime Yesh Koine Olam Abba Kamashonim Yesh Koine Olam Abba Shach. Those that take a long time to get the Olam Abba and those that are Koine B'Shach Amar Rebi Lo Dain Lebalei Tshuva Shemakabli Moise. Not enough the Balei Tshuva that they makabal them. Ela Shekoine Moise Rebi. He gets smicha, he's called Rebi. You must know in all the cases of Chazal where someone was Koine Olam Abba Shach, they died. There's no such thing as being koin olam b'shach and carrying on living. Just remember that if you want to try this shortcut to tshuva, it has a sticky end. Our approach to tshuva is sfiras ha'ime. You know, one small step at a time, 49 steps, you climb one after the other. After that's the correct way to do tshuva. But you see, there are cases of yesh koin olam b'shach, but they're all died. So think twice before you put your head between your knees and cry yourself to death. Oh, we understand what kind of a tshuva that was. Talking about the biggest Baal Aveira there was, and in one moment he snapped out of his lifestyle and decided he's going to do tshuva at Kadei, that Imam is died from being tshuva and understanding how far we are from those generations. Okay, but what's it going to do with us? Once again, this is fantastic. Gishmak, hope we've moired. You've got to learn and work out what exactly what's going on. I can imagine there's a moired dictator is hiding in his bakoshas here, the symbolic of everything. Fine. But what do we get out of this? Yesh liyim. Keitzet konar rebeloza ben doi salama b'shachas. How did he do that? How was he koin alama b'shachas? U'b'yayset tzarech b'ya ma'a kara b'shach sheshoma she'en makabli v'yisu b'tshuva. And more than that, what happened to him when he heard that they're not becoming a b'tshuva? Machpatlo. You've been Isaac in every avari, you're up to your eyeballs in Memte Shari Tuma, and now you hear they're not going to come in b'tshuva. That's what makes you do tshuva? Makarapo. Adam Sheh Shakur b'tahoy mezchachet, ma'za za'o to b'shomoy, ki hu ainu yeichel lachzor b'tshuva. What zazed him? You clear on to become a b'tshuva as well. Nira leva'e, k'she shomoy she'en mekabin lo yisu b'tshuva, you can't say that when he heard that the long we were coming in with tshuva, he understood finally that a Kodesh Baruch is about to lose something very precious. Hashem's going to lose a whole world. Yeah, I'm a whole world. Well, that's why he decided. You suddenly realize, hey, I'm in a lot of trouble here. That caused him to go back to Hashem. Confusion is by the divrei asvarim akadoshim. Shuvosu shavloza ben dado haisi tshuva mi'ava. Hard to say that, but the mefoshim, especially in the Balei Machshava, said that his tshuva was a tshuva mi'ava. It's hard to understand because he did tshuva because they told him you can't do tshuva. That's a pachad. Why is that a tshuva mi'ava? But it has to be a tshuva mi'ava because a tshuva mi'ava is the only thing that will allow you to be koine olam b'sha'acha. So it's very few. Tshuva shalayam rechazal's doines naaseloi kischuyos. Chazal says there's a certain kind of tshuva that a person does where the avairas become mitzvahs. And that's what's called tshuva mi'ava. Kasheh hu shoma ki ibed es ha'efsharut l'achrein l'achzor b'tshuva u'lushev al avir shel shamayim. When he heard that he's lost any opportunity of doing tshuva and going back to his father, he's oir b'rege sha'ava klapa kosh bochu b'yudah kol gedoyla. He aroused in himself such a deep ava for Hashem. He didn't care about himself. He just wanted to get back to Hashem. He was worrying about the Tzara Shechina. It's very hard to confess what he's saying here. I don't care about this world, the next world. Hashem's about to lose me. I don't care about he's going back to my father. That's all. Cried and cried until he gave up his life. Boys Shahu Hiki Uvda Shafal Pisha Obud Mikolvako. At that moment he recognized that even though he's completely lost beyond redemption. He was worried about Hashem's tzar. Hashem's waiting and waiting years for this guy to come back to him. He's running away all the time. When he got to this level of tshuva, that he was caring about Hashem's tzar, not his own. All his avairas became schios. Imagine how big he was. He had so many avairas, and all those avairas became mitzvahs. Now we understand why they call him Rebbe. B'shach kala tikin is kol yom echayov. In one moment, he was masakin his whole life. B'chozev yichye is kol revovo yisaragoyim she'ah yumeisim atko. He did tchias ameisim in all the moments of his life that he died, that he killed, those were resurrected. Those were resurrected. Obviously, we don't have an easy time accepting this. We don't know what it means. Avairas become mitzvahs. Tshuva mi'ava. How can a person be on such a low level and wake up to avas Hashem and be koine olama b'sha'achas? Beyond our comprehension, that's why I said, Nishboit ha'izen ma'at k'tzat. Because there's a law. It's not a path that a person is allowed to work on l'chatchila. I'm going to do lots and lots of aveiras, and then I'll do tshuva mi'ava, and all those aveiras come mitzvahs. While everyone's doing mitzvahs and having a hard time doing mitzvahs, I'll do aveiras, and we'll end up in the same place. We'll have the same merit at the end of the day. The person does that, he doesn't have anything. And you met somebody here with his taivas. He wasn't a avarian lahachis. He wasn't doing it to rebel. All these aveiras we see from the Gemara, they were taiva dikavaras. Muma lahachis doesn't have this opportunity. He was a batei avon dikabal aveira. But anyway, there's a mitzvah abe machshov of what's going on here. But the bottom line is, you understand how important one moment of a life is, because in one moment of a life you can be koino olamo. Nam chesh advarim b'mtzuyis moshul miyameinu. Give a moshul, because obviously this is not poshut. Nitalat meinu poshei mevukash b'shebedei leloib to hamishtara hatziva ma'akav tzamud liyad beis imoy shel haposhei. They're trying to catch the most, you know, the CIA's most wanted terrorist. Okay, they're looking for this guy, they can't find him. What do? They set up a watch around his mother's house.
Vine b'yom min ha'yomim ne'ema lo ki ima yosheves b'boiche kva zman rav al she'eni yechole lirot es bono.
They somehow get him a message. If they could get him a message, why don't they just catch him? Then I don't understand. Anyway, they got him a message that his mother's sitting at home crying and crying and crying, waiting for him to come home. She says she hasn't seen her son.
Nichmoru ramachov rega ha'ava tevi alimi yisoyrebo.
In that moment, he had a bit of an arousal of rachamim for his poor mother. Usually wanted criminals always have this thing with their mother, no? They always like, there's a thing with that. Don't mess with their mothers. I can't cause my mother any more tzar like this. Whatever will be, but I can't cause my mother tzar. I have to go visit her. He walked straight into the trap. He knew there was a trap, obviously. Just that I can see my mother and make her happy again, I won't get trapped. And that was the tshuva Rebbe Elozer ben Dadoy. Berega echad shel tshuva, who etzliach la'anik mashmois l'shonim shochai chet mehagroim b'yaisa. He was able to turn around his whole life. Why? Because he was worried about Tati. What will be with my father? Ah, but if you go down that path, it's going to ruin you. Sada, lo mashane, aval I can't cause Hashem any more tzar like this. Kashechai achet mevim es ha'adam l'charot ha'ko amukah. When a life of sin brings a person to touch deep charota, at shumeis mitoich bechi shol charota, he dies from regret. Nimtzim kain shekol achatoyim alo lishimushu kemanuf baal, utzma adir l'tshuva, v'medrega v'yoyis. You can imagine the kind of tshuva that took place there. Azah charota, which is the yesod of tshuva, was such a deep charota that he died from it. You understand what kind of level of tshuva he was able to achieve. The chet itself becomes a sibah for avas Hashem. The chet became a merit. Such a powerful yearning to go back to his father because of the tzar that he caused him, that broke all the boundaries. Look what was in that one moment of this yid's life. Imagine if you'd killed him 1 minute early. Look what you've taken away from him. At any moment, this yid can wake up and do tshuva mi'ava, and look what he's acquired for himself in that moment. And you took that moment away from him. And that's what it means. Yesh koyno olam b'sha'achas. B'sha'achas hu mesuga lafokas kol chayav v'letet lema shmois nitzis. In one moment, a person can turn his whole life around. Namik yoyse binyan. On a deeper level, naniach ki Rebbe Elozer ben Dadoy mamshich lichoyt la'acher rega zeh rega noise. Let's say Rebbe Elozer didn't die, but he carried on living another moment. And he went deep into his tshuva, and he raised himself up to a higher level of tshuva mi'ava. ובוודאי שלעד כך הוא היה מקפיל את כל שכי סוף. So the merits in our head get doubled and tripled. If you like your mice, if you like your dog, and if you'd lived more, the Shuvah Yomamik is Shuvah Sayyid Yobavad and Mishalish is Shuvah Yisof. He would have tripled his Shuvah Yisof. But Kach Ad Ein Sof. Ad Ein Sof. Zeh HaMashmoy Shal Rege B'chay. That's the Mashmoy of one moment of life. B'rege Echad Masugo Kol Yudhi Laaf Uf Shonim Shal Chet Lo Yitzel Shuvah Yisnitzkis. Couldn't take life of sin and of errors and Bittul Zman and Bittul Torah and afuch it into Nitzkis, into awesome Shuvah Yisof in one moment. That's a mashmois of one moment of a Jew's life. The maths is wrong here, by the way. It gets much bigger than that. You know, there's a famous Gemara. It talks about those that are Eved Hashem and those that aren't Eved Hashem. The Eved Hashem is someone who learned his Gemara 101 times. And the Eino Eved is someone who learned it 100 times. So the Gemara says, why do you come in an Eved V'Eino Eved? They're the ones that Tzadik, the ones that Roshah. But no, they're both Tzadikim. Just the ones that are called an Eved Hashem, the other one is called an Eved Hashem. Why? Because he learned it one more time. So the Gemara asks, what are you talking about? Because he learned his Gemara one more time, he's called an Eved, and he learned it one less time, he's called a Loi Eved Hashem. God learned his Gemara 100 times. He's a Tzadik. Yeah, but clap at the one who did it 100 times, he's nothing, he's garnished. How do we understand that? So we're going to the old Sugi now, the Sugi Masubach. Well, the Gemara there says, go to the Shuk of the Chamoyrim. Go learn from the Shuk of the Chamoyrim. If you want to go, 1 kilometer, one passer, it costs you 10 zuz, whatever. $10, whatever the currency is. If you want to go 2 passer, how much does it cost? No, sorry. You want to go 10 passer, it's 1 zuz. Sorry. 10 passer, you want to go 10 Ks, it's 1 zuz. 11 passer is 2 zuz. That's what we learned from the Shuk of the Chamoyim. And the Gemara is happy that now it understands the Gemara of the 101 times, everything's fine. What did we learn from the Shuk of the Chamoyim? We're trying to understand how can be 101 times be called Oyved Hashem and 100 times not called Oyved Hashem. We learn it from the Shuk of the Chamoyim that if you go 10 pass it costs you one pass it costs you $10 and 11 pass it costs you $20. What do we learn from the Shuk of the Chamoyim? From the Shuk of the Chamoyim we learn that it's careful, not moisif. We're working not in addition, we're working in multiplication. That means when you go 1 passer, you pay 10. When you go 10 passer, you pay 1. When you go 11 passer, you don't pay 1.1. It multiplies, you pay 2. So somebody learned his Gemara 100 times, and somebody learned his Gemara 101 times. The difference is not 100 plus 1. The nafkamina is 100 times all the 100 times that have been back. It runs into millions. I give an example. 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 is 10. Yeah? 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 is 10. Correct? You had another one on? It's 12. You take one away, that's 8. How much is each 2 worth? How much is each 2 worth?
Just 2.
2! 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2. You take away 1, each one stays value 2. 2 times 2 times 2 times 2 times 2 is? Four times two is eight. 8 times 2 is 16. 16 times 2 is 32.
Okay,
like how much is each 2 worth now?
Depends.
Well, if you take away it's 2 times 2 times 2 times 2.
Oh, I see.
So each 2 is worth now 16. Right?
Right.
16 divided by 4.
Each one's now worth. Each one's worth 16.
Why 16?
Because now it's value. Take away 1. 2 times 2 times 2 times 2.
No, 16.
So when you took this guy away, you lost 16. If you go 16, if you go 32, you get to 64.
Yeah.
Take away 1. How much is each one worth now? 32. If you got 128, how much is each one worth now? You understand what the multiplication is going here? When you times 100 already, can you imagine how far you are down the line? That's what we learned from the Shuk of the Chamoyim. That means, that's another sugi. We have to learn the sugi. There's much more in this. I'm just trying to point out. You see what one moment life of a Jew is worth? He learned the Gemara one more time. He had another one, he learned the Gemara another time. He understood a little bit of Chumash yesterday that he didn't understand yesterday. It's not 1 plus 1 plus 1. It's multiplication. In that one moment of understanding that he wouldn't have had it, he not lived an extra moment, he would have lost that whole careful process gets lost. So one moment so critical. In that one moment, you can understand something a little bit better. There's big halachic ramifications here as well about where you're supposed to put your koichas in teaching. But be that as it may, you maybe do the going to the sugya properly one day, because it has enormous ramifications. But be that as it may, you realize that a Jew's life is not just a moment, it's not just a series of moments. 1 minute plus 1 minute plus 1 minute plus 1 minute. It's working in kefil. It means that extra moment, besides the fact that he can attack and everything he's done, but that extra moment can give him an added insight into an understanding of something he never stood before. It's makpil. He goes from being a lo eved to an eved. The maths we understand. You have to translate it into avoida. You can. The Gemara just used the. Gemara always does that. It uses like rounded off numbers.
Because everyone knows the Gemara 100 times.
Could be that in those days 100 was everyone did. That's poshut. 101 was the Chiddush. 98 to 99 was the Chiddush. Everyone does 100. Maybe. I don't know. Whatever. But normally the Gemara uses round off numbers. I mean, it doesn't choose 63 and a half. The Shuk of the Chamorim will be the same thing. Why do you choose 1 pass and 10 rubles? Choose 3 pass and 100 rubles. There's many ramifications at tomorrow. You take a kid, he's in Kitta Dalit, Kitta Hay, he learns Eli Matzias. And he knows the Perek well. He comes to his Rebbe and he gets his Rebbe to Mifchanim and he wins the prize and he gets his electric bicycle for knowing the Perek or whatever, and his mum is doing beautifully, right? He goes off, he lands up in Yeshiva Gedoyla and they're learning Eli Matzias. Someone says to me, ever learned Eli Matzias before? What does he know about Eli Matzias? He learned it. So, well, once he's learned it with Tosfos and with Rashi and the Mefarshim and he has to understand, can you say that he learned Eli Matzias before, that he knows Eli Matzias? The learning that he did is nothing compared to what he knows now. And in 20 years' time, we'll be learning Kodal Elu Matzias, and now he'll be a big Talmud Chacham, and he understands all the Ketzeses and all whatever. You tell him you learned it before when you learned it in Yeshiva Gedoyla. Yeah, what he knows now compared to what he knew there, it's embarrassing. He's embarrassed to tell you what his Chidushim were in Yeshiva Gedoyla now, because he knew nothing, almost nothing, garnished. That extra bit that you learn turns what you learned before into garnish, nothing. The minute of life that he has extra that he uses to learn takes him to a whole new darga. It's not just so he learned a bit more, he knew a bit more. It's a whole kefil, it's a whole huchpal of who he was and what he learned. They had a school in London. I think it was in London. A very, you know, modern school, whatever. There wasn't too many Frum families in that school, but there were a few Frum families in the school. There was a Dain Tolendana, Rav Tolendana, I don't know which one it was, Rafael, I think, who wanted to start a school for these Frum kids because he felt he could mamash give them a we're going back
a long time, 40 years,
yeah.
Dain Tolendana.
One of the Tolendanas. No, not Time Tolendana. No, not from the Portuguese shore.
Yeah.
He was his brother. I don't know. The Tolendanas are a big family. Anyway, Lomashane. So he took a couple of these families and he persuaded them to send in their kids. The school that they were in had a taina. As long as these kids are in the school, they set a dugma. They keep the level of the school on a much higher level. If you take those kids out, the school's got nothing. You don't know how to do that. You have to take care of all the mediocre kids. You can't just worry about them becoming whatever. He used this Gemara as a raya, okay, that's not true. Because if I can take these six kids and take them to a whole new darga, which I can't do in their next school, the benefit is so much more than just taking a bunch of mediocre kids and giving them a little bit more. The added dimension is careful. It's makpil. And Rabbi Aaron held the same thing in Lakewood. Rabbi Aaron held the same thing in Lakewood. They wanted the Lakewood Talmidim to go across the river and teach in the secular schools, but in Hebrew they thought they were going to have an impact on the Talmidim or whatever. Rabbi Aaron wasn't interested at all. Why not? Because the extra moment of learning in the Beis Midrash, when a bocher gets an extra insight into a Tosfos, is makpil him. The time he spends being makarif some kid over there, whatever, what's going to come from him? therefore you put your energy and your effort into taking a guy further down the line than trying to make 100 kids be a little bit less mediocre. That was the Sforim was based on this, on the Shtikl Gemara. That on that mess. I'm not saying always paskin like that. You have to go to Shalas about where you put your koiches, but depending on the world, you got to put your koiches into the shvacher kids. Sad, I'm not saying not. You have to put your koiches into all the kids, but the rayon of how you do that and where you put your koiches was very much based on that Gemara. Have a good day, gentlemen.